Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. This is another one of those couple of segments that I'm going to be taking. I take every week to talk about things that are on my mind. And this week, I'm reconciling my 2019 predictions. You know, a lot of people make predictions in the first of the year. But who do you know who comes back at the end of the year and hauls himself up on his own petard and gives himself a grade? I'm going to tell you what I predicted, and I'm going to tell you how things actually turned out. And then I'm going to give myself a score. Who else do you know who does that? Well, I've been doing it for 20 years. And so here are my predictions for 2019 and what actually happened. The first group of predictions were about small businesses. I predicted that small business confidence would again record record levels above the NFIB's 45-year average. You know who the NFIB is? Their Index of Small Business Optimism, 45 years record. So I predicted that their confidence would be up again in this year. Well, the index finished well above the multi-decade average of 98 points. It was in the 104, 103, 104, 105%. So I got a plus one on that one. Thank God. My next prediction was that millions of baby boomer business owners would be challenged in divesting and selling their business to next generations. Well, research shows, the Kauffman Institute, for one, and books have been written, our buddy John Deaney's book, Boomer Bust, for one, about the unprecedented challenges of older sellers divesting, selling their businesses to the younger generations. This is now in the record books. Plus one for me, unfortunately. My next prediction was that stronger financial conditions will help small businesses deal with economic headwinds. I predicted this in 2009. I said that the decade ahead for those companies that survived, they would be financially stronger. And the best indicator of my prediction coming true this year was how well small businesses have weathered the trade disputes, the trade wars, basically, and all the while supporting that strategy. Plus one for me. My next prediction was that for the 12th straight year, small businesses will not use debt to fund growth. The NFIB reported small businesses continue. We did this yesterday. They continue to use organic capital over bank loans to grow their businesses. Plus one. I'm proud of them for that. Next was the small business appraisal of the tax cut bill of 17 would be a mixed bag. Well, what happened was the tax cuts, we welcomed the tax cuts, we liked them, but they came with a more complicated compliance requirement. That means it was more expensive for us to do our taxes because of the tax bill, and it came with an expiration date. That's a mixed bag, and that's where I took a plus one on that one. Then I said the franchise industry will face continued challenges from attempts to connect local employees of franchises to the mothership franchisor. Well, we now know that the California Supreme Court's Dynamex ruling does exactly that. California laws are bellwethers for the rest of the country, making it a dangerous precedent for troubling the wonderful franchise industry in the United States. Sadly, plus one for me. Then I said Trump's regulatory reforms of the past 2 years will succumb to the reality of congressional negotiations. Our buddy Wayne Cruz in the last hour told us exactly that, that the all-encompassing impeachment process and other headwinds between Congress and the White House have made regulatory reform difficult in 2019. Plus one, again, sadly. Then I said artificial intelligence, AI, will become increasingly available for small businesses, which will be slow to adopt it. I said you could have more of it, but you wouldn't use much of it. And now we know Main Street tools, artificial intelligence tools, are proliferating, But yet, because you're not collecting customer information like we really, all of us really should, you're not using, we're not using artificial intelligence as much as we should. Unfortunately, again, plus one for me. Now over to the economy. I said that lack of qualified employees will create an unprecedented economic headwind. Well, part of the miss that I'm going to read about in a little, tell you about in a little bit, is due to 8 million unfilled jobs in the U.S., including 2 million for manufacturing. There's no question that qualified employee dearth right now is creating an economic headwind. And that's a plus one for me again, sadly. Then I said the companion to that was that the U.S. economy will average above 2.5% GDP in 2019. Well, unfortunately, Q4 is not going to pull 2019 GDP above 2.35. So close. I was so close on this one, but still, I didn't get it. And so that's a minus one for me. The Federal Reserve, I said, will raise rates at least once, a sign of the strong economy and inflationary concerns. Folks, for several years, I have hit the Fed's activity. In fact, a couple of years, I went against every economist in the country on what the Fed would do, and I was right. But not this year. The Fed cut rates 3 times. I missed it 4 ways, right? And their expanding balance sheet, in my opinion, is an underreported 2008-type scenario. So that's a minus one for me. I got another negative there. I missed the Fed rates. Then I said the global safe harbor of the U.S. assets, including the dollar, will contribute to preventing a major stock market correction. And everybody now knows the actual is Fed policies, the U.S. economy, the strong U.S. economy, and King Dollar kept the stock market party going because our money and our assets are more attractive to people in other parts of the world than theirs are, and that's creating, I think, a little bit of an artificial situation. Next, I said that a slowing global economy will hold crude oil in a deflationary trend averaging under $55 a barrel. Well, I missed this one because the actual was that the average price for crude oil was around $60 a barrel. I didn't take into consideration the Iranian interference. I missed that one completely. So crude oil, about 60 a barrel, not 55 like I thought. That's a negative one. That's a minus one for me. Then I said China's internal challenges will help President Trump accomplish trade deal progress, if not completion. Well, can you say Hong Kong? Can you say tariffs? That's exactly what I was talking about. And the deal is not only closer than ever, it actually looks like it's about to be done, at least the first round of those. So I'm taking a plus one on that one. And then the final one on the economy, the U.S. will accrue unprecedented multifaceted benefits as an energy net exporter. This is in the news, folks. I've been talking about it for several years now. This new leverage is foundational to our strong economy, our trade leverage, and our geopolitical clout. America being a net energy importer, we can't overestimate, we can't overemphasize how important that is, not only to us, but to the good things that can happen around the world. That was a plus one for me. When we come back, I'm going to wrap up my predictions and what actually happened for 2019.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.